Hello, my name is Chip Lange. You're listening to Total EM. We are on podcast number 201, and the last 200 podcasts have been fantastic. And when I was going back through and reviewing what we've talked about over the last couple of hundred podcasts, I realized that the last time I did kind of a talk like this was back at podcast number 101 when I was talking about the last 100 podcasts. So I wanted to just kind of emphasize the same things I kind of did back then 2 years ago almost. And that is to thank all of you who listen and continue to listen, continue to download and share the content. I am incredibly grateful for that. And I wanted to mention that first, but also to talk about some things to come. When we have done the last, you know, basically 100 podcasts, but especially the last 50 podcasts, we've been focusing on some themes and some series have been recurring, such as the EMID series with Patrick Bafuma, EB Medicine, which has been an excellent resource of new content and should definitely check them out to learn more about what they do and to get some great CME education while also staying up to date on their information, and then some POCUS specials. And speaking of POCUS, it was kind of funny because back in podcast 101, I just announced the fact that we had Practical POCUS. And now, 2 years later, Practical POCUS remains a sponsor of Total EM and helps support the actual Total EM podcast series. And they have themselves a brand new online course. And this course is Enduring Medical Education. What that means, in case you don't know, is that you can do this online on demand. You do not have to go to a live course, although there will be live versions offered, but you can simply do this at home or at work or wherever on your pace, on your time, on your schedule, so that way you can get the content you need at the pace that works for you. And if you want to learn more about this, it's easy. Go to practicalpocus.com. You can visit their main site to learn more. You can also go to the course page specifically at courses.practicalpocus.com or go to shop.practicalpocus.com to check out how to buy directly there. But any which way you want to look at it, it is an easy way to get some more details, and I'd highly encourage you check them out. If you are like me and you want to try out products before you buy into them, I totally understand. And they have a free lung course, which also has some COVID-19 content. I think that is really helpful given the current time. Obviously, even after the COVID-19 pandemic hopefully completely passes us at some point, then we can still use that information, of course, but maybe in slightly different contexts. But lung ultrasound is here to stay. It is a powerful tool. And just like other facets of ultrasound, you can learn it all online and be able to build your knowledge from there. The other neat thing is that there is cooperation with Butterfly Network to help get people the Butterfly IQ if they want to team that up with their CME package, which can be very helpful if you're having a hard time getting a hold of a Butterfly IQ due to expense. And this was something that has been offered over the last year or so. It's been something that continues to expand, but make sure to check out Practical POCUS if you want to learn more about online ultrasound education. And like I said, if you want to do some in-person stuff, that's great because there will be some courses in the near future and in very small numbers to help abide by guidelines. But the plan is to offer some limited in-person education for those who need it. We're also going to be covering new content in the future, like we did with the COVID-19 series and other podcast series. We're going to talk about some new things that are coming up. And one is the trauma series. And looking back, we've talked about the trauma series coming and coming and coming. Well, finally, I've got the person who's going to help me, Mike Sharma, on the same page, and he's going to help with getting the content out there. We're going to do this together. And this has been something that's been a long time building, but we just couldn't get our schedules to line up. And now we're getting our schedules to line up better. So in the very near future, you should start seeing the trauma series. And if there are other series, other things that you want us to cover, please reach out to us so we know that. Just like I would hope if you reach out and give us feedback about if you like the COVID-19 content, if you want more of it, If you're also liking the video podcast, that's fantastic. The video podcasts have been something that we've been doing only more recently, like podcast number 198 and 199. And if that's something that you like, we can do more video podcasts. They're bigger files, of course, because they have videos, so they take longer to download. So if that's something that you don't actually want, maybe you just want to stick with audio and then have a video option. All those are things I need to know, so make sure to reach out to us. You can do that through Twitter, Facebook, go to the comments section of totalem.org, or reach out to us directly at thetotalem@gmail.com. Any way that you want to do that, it's just important that you're able to reach out to us. The other important thing that I want to talk about along those same lines is that we need your feedback. Not only through messages, but also if you could give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Most of you are listening on Apple Podcasts right now. If you need to get to Apple Podcasts, go to this blog post or any blog post, and you should be able to get access to Apple Podcasts, for which you just click on it and then leave a review. That would be incredibly helpful. For some reason, you don't feel like we are 5-star worthy. Again, reach out to us. Let us know why, so that way we can make this all better. But through you, we make this possible. And it's so important to get those 5-star reviews because that helps us reach more people, because it helps us get further up in the charts. But also, we want you to be able to share this content yourselves. If you are someone who is thinking about maybe doing podcasting, or you want to contribute in some way, we're having more people reach out to us. And that is something that I find as an awesome way to help. And there are a number of ways you can do this. This can be like guest hosting, like Adrian Banning did, or this can be part of an interview like we've done so many times before, or simply providing us content. Some people have elected that they just want to provide us the content, and then we review it ourselves or give us ideas for podcasts, and all that's okay too. But the more interaction that we have, the better it is for everyone involved. And I hope that you can understand why I'm talking about this so much, and why I'm dedicating so much of this particular podcast to that, because I haven't really talked about it in at least over a year, and I think it's something that is worth rehashing here in this particular podcast. So this is meant to be a short one, again, to thank you, the listener, for all you've done to help support us and continue to download our podcast and continue to share that information, but also to let you know what is coming in the near future, and as always, to ask for your continued support. But until next time, continue to provide total care everywhere.